Happy New Year, Alyssa.
Happy New Year, Nicole. 2025. We've been doing this since 2022. Can you believe that?
Know. This is our episode 49.
40. Wow, 49. That's a lot.
49, I'm feeling fine.
Good for us. That's
What I'm gonna say
amazing.
when I turn 49, too.
Probably. That's so far off. Don't even say that. 40 from 49 is years away.
They do say the years go by faster as you turn older.
You're telling me. I was thinking about that the other day of like the distance between 11 and 22 is the same distance, but or sorry, 11 and 21 is the same distance between 21 and now, but like 11 to 21, that felt like forever. And I feel like I was 21 yesterday.
Yeah, I wouldn't say yesterday for me, but 21 to 31, it did go by way more rapidly.
Right? Like, I can't, like, 41 is going to be really tough. That's going to be here tomorrow.
We shall see you when we are recording episode 400.
Oof. I don't know that
No, it
we'll be
won't
doing
be.
this by then, but we'll see.
Hey,
Who knows?
Alyssa.
Maybe by then we've been sponsored by New Heights and Travis and Jason get to be our co-hosts.
One can only hope. Imagine the four of us just yapping away.
I think the four of us would have a really nice back and forth.
I know. I feel like the Kelseys can do no wrong. They're so funny, all of them.
They really are. Now Kylie has a podcast. Everyone has, where's Taylor Swift's podcast? If she marries Travis, she's gonna have to launch one.
Yes, I mean, I feel like everyone has a podcast, including us.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, she's behind the times.
It's almost weirder to not have a pod nowadays.
Taylor, are you listening? Get on it. That would be the number one. If Taylor Swift dropped a podcast, that would instantly be the number one podcast in
Would
the world.
literally probably already have like 50,000 people following within like 1 minute.
Oh yeah, I would listen. I couldn't smash that subscribe button any faster.
Smash.
So I'm smashing it. If it's Taylor Swift, I am pressing as hard as I can.
Hot zone.
Well, brace yourself because we will be talking about the Kelseys soon enough, Alyssa.
Great.
But first, I want to have a little award ceremony, similar to how there was the Golden Globes and how people have been talking about nominating Player of the Year. I will give my own awards, I feel like, from this past NFL season. I know it's not over for some folks, but it is after the regular season. And sadly for myself, well, Alyssa, partially you, the part that loves Joe Burrow, it's over. But for me and the Niners, it's a wrap. It's like the TikTok where it's like, my daughter asks, Mommy, where's the plane? Or I want to go on the plane again. And she's like, baby, there is no plane. Maybe this is incredibly niche.
I've never seen that TikTok or heard that sound. So niche reference, but okay. Maybe someone will get it.
Yes, maybe one of our five listeners, huh?
Hope so. I hope so. I hope one of our five listeners understands this incredibly niche TikTok. I don't even know that our listeners are also on TikTok.
I know some people are on TikTok and enjoying my TikTok, so shout out to you all.
All two of you.
Okay, but to kick it off, the best touchdown celebrations. I mean, you already know what I'm going to say, Alyssa. There is no other competition. It has to be Cameron Bynum. I'm not sure if I said that correctly, but he is part of the Vikings defense, and he has been responsible for all of their celebrations that they have had for any big play, like an interception or a pick six. So the last one was High School Musical. We're all in this together, the dance, they all did it. And then they've also done dances related to Camp Rock, White Chicks, Parent Trap, also Ray Gun, who was part of the Olympics, the break
Oh, I didn't
dancer.
see the ray gun one. I need to look that up.
But I just love that they're bringing the fun back into football.
I think it's great. I'm loving all of it, especially because they're choosing things that are like very easily recognized. Like before anyone tells me what that is, I'm like, up, oh, Parent Trap handshake, or like, up. Oh, that's Camp Rock.
Yes, You know, there are some things where I just have to see the side-by-side comparison to
Oh, all right.
refresh. Like White Chicks, I knew hands down. You know, that one was pretty easy for me, but I don't know if I watched Camp Rock or I didn't watch it in detail where they're like going down and doing that whole like Camp Rock
Their
chant.
little chant. I only know it because it was on TikTok for a while. Like that little chant like surfaced a lot on TikTok, so it was like fresher in my memory.
I wonder if he is getting inspiration from TikTok.
He has to be getting it from somewhere. If he's just like
Yes.
coming up with these off his brain, like, oh, maybe I'm gonna do this one next. That's very impressive.
I don't, maybe he has a kid and they watch the Disney movies, but who
That would be
knows?
really sweet.
Oh, we might have a little visitor, a little orange cat that wants to join the podcast
Oh,
next
I
to
was like, you
me.
don't, I forgot you were at your parents' house because I was like, none of your
Yes.
cats are orange. Did you get another one? I had a heart attack. I was like, oh God, three cats, Nicole.
Yeah, we had something at work where it's like if you have three or more pets, then like it was like filling out something. And I was
Three is a
like,
lot.
I
If you have three
wish.
or more pets, you're running a farm.
That does sound nice. Churning butter. Living out in the wilderness.
Okay. Go
Nicole
for it. I support you.
looks wistfully off in the distance. It would be like me
I mean,
on my farm, like literally milking the cow and then
I
posting
cannot
TikToks.
for a second imagine you working a farm. That is like hard manual labor. I can't see that for you.
You know, we never know where the wind might blow me.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay, so I will say an honorary mention will have to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I just think he's such a goofy guy. He did that headstand that was pretty popular. So that was pretty good. They even made a cake that was of him doing the headstand. Like, I believe the cake was the actual size of him.
Like a life-size cake.
Yes, at a bakery, they made the cake.
That's huge. That's so
Right?
much cake.
Exactly. But
This
they
was in
displayed it in their
Detroit, like a
window.
Detroit bakery.
Yes, I believe Detroit.
Cute.
Yes.
Love
It
that
reminds
for
me of
Amon
Ace
Ra.
of Cakes when they used to make all those crazy cakes. And I don't know if it's still on anymore, Ace of Cakes.
I don't think it's still on, but that was a good show.
You know what show I've been watching on TikTok? Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I'm like weirdly obsessed with it.
I love that you're watching it on TikTok.
It's just the easier way, Alyssa. It's like I don't want to waste time watching a show. So instead, I waste five times the amount of time on TikTok.
Been there. I get that.
But, anyways, all right. Hottest coach. You know what, Alyssa? I will let you also contribute to this one. Who do you think is the hottest coach
Okay,
this
so we were
season?
recently talking about this, so I know who your pick is, and I think I have to go with the same one. I think I'm gonna go Kevin O'Connell.
Oh, see, this is where I have been
You've deviated?
teetering. Dave Canales of the Panthers. Oh,
Forget about him.
Stevie.
I forget about him because I don't pay attention to the Panthers, but we have talked about him before too, and he is very good
But
looking.
I don't know. Kevin O'Connell is also, and then there's Matt LaFleur. Like, I wish I could just make them into one person, honestly.
Dave Canales is really hot. Like, it's a different vibe than Kevin O'Connell. Like, Kevin O'Connell, I want to
Yeah.
like marry him and like have his children. He seems like a great husband type. Dave Canales seems like a one night. We had a lovely time, but you're too hot for me anyway, so.
The guy who keeps coming back like every quarter and he's like, hey.
Yeah, he's like that fuckboy in college when you're like 19 and you're like, oh, this guy's really hot, but he kind of treats me like shit. That's Dave Canales' like space. Like he's probably a nice guy. I don't know.
He gives Jimmy Garoppolo vibes.
I think he's much better looking than Jimmy Garoppolo, but this podcast knows my feelings about Jimmy Garoppolo. Not my favorite.
I saw him playing for the Rams this past weekend and whew, brought back all the emotions. And then, like, at the end of the game, it was just pure, straight up standard Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, it was like trying to win the game. And then, like, he just like blows it per usual. And I was like, yes, you know, I am
Classic
glad he
Jimmy
is
G.
not my quarterback.
Okay, I just looked up Dave Canales' height. 6'1". So, tall guy.
Dreamy.
Tall guy. But I'm pretty sure Kevin O'Connell is like 6'3".
Let's see.
I love that we base most of the first search. Come 6'5". He's
Oh.
6'5". Oh yeah, he wins. Six. You can't top 6'5".
Yes. Oh, wow.
He's a big
I will
guy.
say, though, it's very concerning how often he wears that purple sweatshirt and cap for
Okay.
every game.
In his Google picture that shows up when you search his height, that's literally what he's wearing. He's wearing his purple sweatshirt and his cap. Like he has one outfit and that's his uniform.
It works, it works. Like Matt LaFleur, puffer vest. It just flows the energy, the
It's true. Matt
vibes.
LaFleur also I feel like they're just like, oh, well, my players are in a uniform. I'm gonna wear my uniform. I mean, Bill Belichick had his like weird sweatshirt with the
Like the
cutoffs.
cutoff.
They all have something, I guess.
I will say though, I'm sure they have multiple versions of this or they launder it frequently. Like Kevin O'Connell's, it always looks crisp, you know, not like dirty or grungy. And always the puffer vest is looking pristine. Not us talking about like the head coaches and their laundry habits.
You know, they are very visible. They need to come
Yes.
ready to show off. But yeah, Kevin O'Connell, I think, is gonna take that number one spot from me. Sounds like you're still going back and forth.
You know, if they were both standing in front of me, Alyssa, I don't know what I would do. And it's a good thing that dream will not become a reality anytime soon.
If they're both standing in front of you, you're picking the guy that's 6'5".
I
I can
you
tell
know
you
me
that
so
right
well.
now. You're picking the guy that's 6'5". 6'1" is gonna seem short next to someone who is 6'5".
I'm just like,
That's
hello,
so tall. That's so tall.
sirs. I know, but we are tall ladies, Alyssa.
Yeah,
So,
it matters.
oh my gosh, now I'm dreams of 6'5 Kevin O'Connell. Wow. Okay. Before this goes off
Back on
the
topic.
rails. Okay, the biggest crash out. I would have to say goes to Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. I just think it's just been such a messy season for them. Like Aaron Rodgers just looks so old. He just needs to retire. He always just comes back in little spurts of like where he was pretty decent. And then you just remember that he's not really, and he's just faded. And there are rumors that he will retire after this year, but
I
who
mean, he,
knows?
because aren't the Jets gonna drop him? Aren't they done with him?
Who
Like, if the
knows?
Jet, if the Jets don't even want you, I think it's time to hang up that helmet and call it a day.
Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of older quarterbacks floating around. But also, there are some quarterbacks that like were good, granted, but then now they're just not.
I mean, everyone has a prime and they have left it. I mean, he's in
Everyone
his
has a peak.
40s. Yeah, like,
Yes.
it's for, being in your 40s is not a common age for the NFL. Like, the
We aren't all Tom Brady.
no. And even he stuck it out longer than he should have since his last year was awful.
Well,
You
I
gotta know when to
saw
quit.
Aaron Rodgers running in the game this past week, and I was like, no, sir.
No, he's not good. He needs to call it.
It's like me running after like I've been sitting on the couch for 5 hours and like my foot has fallen asleep. Okay, worst special NFL uniforms. So there are different uniforms, like the throwback ones, the special whatever editions. I would say it's the giant century red uniforms.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, those are bad.
And I did some good investigation and I was taking a clear look at all the photos and like some of them I didn't love, but that's because like the green color I don't love. An orange is like kind of eh, but these ones were especially bad.
Those ones I would agree are the worst. Before that one, before you put that in my head, the immediate one that came to my mind is the Buccaneers like creamsicle one when they wear
Yes,
that
that is
light
a close
orange.
second. The creamsicle is not doing it for
The
me.
creamsicle is so bad. I don't get why they bring that out because there's not even orange in their current colors.
I think
Like,
it was a throwback.
yeah, they used to be like the face of the pirate used to be orange,
That's
but
lovely,
it's not
huh?
cute. It's not cute. Like, Abercrombie's like vintage, their vintage football gear always uses the old Bucks logo with like the old pirate, and it's ugly. Like, I want to buy it because typically I would like their vintage stuff, but the Bucks stuff is always so ugly.
Do you want to buy Buccaneers gear? Alyssa, I mean, I haven't
I do. I wear my sweatshirt. The crew neck you bought me, I wear all the time.
Oh,
I just like don't leave my
lovely.
house that often. And I wore her the crop top in our photo shoot.
Yes.
I wear it. I need a jersey. I need a Bucks jersey, but there's no player that I like enough.
Yeah, it is
Maybe Baker.
hard.
If Baker takes us to the Super Bowl, I'll buy a Baker jersey.
Awesome. How quickly it's like the tear for Joe Burrow quickly disappeared and you're like on to the next.
Well, Joe Burrow gets the jersey because he's hot. Like, I just love Joe Burrow. But if Baker takes the Bucks to the Super Bowl, even if he doesn't win, if the Buccaneers make it to the Super Bowl, I will buy a Baker Mayfield jersey. Mark my words.
All right.
You heard it
You
here
heard it here
first,
first,
folks.
folks. We say it like as a punishment.
Or like a fun fact, it's just like, oh, is Alyssa gonna spend money? Probably. I usually do.
Okay, but those were all the awards I had. Just wanted to do some like quick little ones, here and
I liked
there.
it. Regular season wrap up.
Yes, indeed. And now that the season is over for most, there are some new shows and podcasts that can keep us entertained in the off season. So first of all, did you know that Gavin Newsom, Marshawn Lynch, and their friend Doug Hendrickson have a podcast called Politicking?
No. What a
Yes.
group.
Yes.
I don't know who Doug Hendrickson is, but I would have never put Gavin and Marshawn in a room together. Oh, Doug Hendrickson is just like a white dude?
Yes, he's just a friend. That's why I call him just a friend.
He's just a friend. A friend of who? Oh, here's a
Both
picture of the three of them. Politickin' Pod.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah, so very interesting to put that group of people together. Well, Doug, I had not heard of until literally a week ago, so.
No, but he's kind of a silver fox. Like a little bit. I mean, he's going bald, so that's tough. But outside of that, he's kind of good looking. Have you listened? What do they talk? What does
Have
Marshawn
not.
Lynch know about politics? I guess is my question.
It just
What's he
seems
doing?
like I don't think it's super heavy on politics. I mean, I feel like it's more of like a lifestyle podcast
Okay.
that they just called Politicking because it kind of incorporates, the backgrounds.
I guess. Yeah, this, like, based on their Instagram, it's kind of about random things, but a
Similar
little bit
to
of
us,
but a
huh?
little bit of politics. Like this one, Marshawn on why Trump resonated with some voters. Like, what does Marshawn Lynch know about that? I would love to
Hey, he's
know.
just a regular person just expressing his thoughts.
I'm gonna listen to this podcast because I would love to know what Marshawn Lynch thinks about Trump supporters.
Give us a review in
All
two
right.
weeks.
I'll report back.
Okay, in addition, there is going to be a new show on Netflix premiering January 22nd, based in Miami, called Wags to Riches.
Cute about the
Yes.
Dolphins wags.
Not just the Dolphins. So it's wives and girlfriends of both professional athletes and entertainers. So there's Sade. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Apologies. Vanessa, who's the wife of Robbie Chosen Anderson, who's a wide receiver. I don't know what team he's on now, but he kind of bounced around the league.
Okay.
Sherelle Rosado, who was on Selling Tampa and was previously engaged to Chad Ochocinco Johnson. They broke
Okay.
off the engagement due to infidelity in 2020. Tyreek Hill's wife is going to be on it as well.
What about all his million baby mamas? They don't get to be on it?
Watch and find out, Alyssa.
Oh,
Watch and find out.
I would love a show just about that. Just following Tyreek and all of his baby
Just
mamas and
called a
how
hill
they
of a
interact.
team. Like my
Yeah.
fantasy team
Hill of a
was
family.
called.
Like, that'd be great.
I know. So, yeah, it's based in Miami and it's just following these women around. They're all friends. There's other people as well. So it'll be pretty interesting to watch. I'm going to give it a watch, so I will report back on anything juicy.
Great.
All right. And then, as you mentioned earlier, the Kelseys, of course, always new projects. I don't know how they are able to do it all, like doing all of like the podcast shows, etc. Also, like the children, like Kylie is pregnant again. It's wild. I can barely manage myself,
They're booked
but.
and busy. But I was listening one of Kylie's episodes. Someone asked her, like, oh, you watch the kids while Jason's doing his podcast. Does he watch the kids while you're doing yours? And she basically was just like, no, like, I don't ever have Jason watch my children because he's so busy that I like never know where he's gonna be on any given day. So, like, when Kylie records her podcast, she like gets a babysitter for the kids.
I mean, to be honest, I can see that Jason is very busy. Like, if he's not on like our screen at the football game, like on an NFL game, he's like at a college game, or he's like at like
He's
a
everywhere.
tailgate, or he's in a commercial. Like, man cannot be found. He is hustling for those children.
Yeah, that's basically what Kylie said. She's like, he can't be found. So I need to hire daycare when I record my podcast. So yeah, he's booked and
Well,
busy.
I am glad that you mentioned Kylie's podcast because I was going to mention how that is a new one that she just came out with. It sounds like it's pretty good. I heard that it overtook Joe Rogan's spot on the podcast charts.
Sure did. We love a woman on top.
Yes. Maybe soon it
I wouldn't hold my breath.
will be us. Imagine just one of our random episodes just shoots its way up. I would die.
If
I would
one of
probably
our
die
random.
of embarrassment.
Yeah, honestly, like, if anyone ever found our podcast and it went viral, I'd be very embarrassed.
I would be embarrassed, not because of us, but I do feel like this is fun for us, but I just think people are so brutal out there. They would just nitpick and be so annoying, and already there would be like 500 men that are like, they don't even know what they're like, just being freaking
Yes.
annoying.
Oh yeah, we would get a lot of hate. This is just for the homies. This is a podcast just for the friends.
Alyssa, one day. I'm trying to recruit someone to do our social media.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, but also, Jason, speaking of Jason and his many things that he has going on, he has a new late night show, and his co-host is Kylie.
How do they have a late night show?
They have everything. They
What
have
is
it
that?
all.
What does that even mean? Like a talk show?
Yeah.
On like cable TV? Like network
I think it's
television?
on like ESPN or one of the channels.
Okay, so it's like just about sports.
I assume so, perhaps.
Good for him, I guess.
Yeah, so I
They're
mean,
hustling.
one thing we know is that the Kelseys are making money, but I feel like they're also really like relatable. They're just really funny people. So
Oh yeah. I will watch everything they're in. I enjoy all of their content. I
Jason
can't get
Kelce
enough of
can do
them.
no wrong to me.
No, he's great. I cannot get enough of the Kelce family. Put Donna in some stuff. You know, where's she been? Get her in more stuff. She was in like two Campbell's soup commercials, but she needs to get back out there.
Chilling right now off of like
That's true.
all the influx of money coming
Yeah, she's not worried about it.
around. All right, now let's bring it back to the quarterbacks.
Oh, I like that.
A little rhyme.
Bringing it
Okay.
quarter back. All right, what you got?
So, speaking of your good friend Baker, I say this like
My
you
good friend, we are besties. We texted just this morning.
So recently, I saw something on TikTok that I guess he got known for allegedly, like he was at Cheesecake Factory, the parking lot, and he got a BJ from someone, and he was married when this happened. Like, this rumor came out in 2020, and a woman claimed this info. But this is why, like, there's been a lot of jokes about Baker and like the Cheesecake Factory and all
The
of this.
Cheesecake Factory. What a romantic spot.
There's just many things. I have
Like,
many
oh,
things
we're just in
about
the Cheesecake Factory parking lot. We just had a really good piece of cheesecake, and now I'm feeling spicy. Let me give Baker a BJ. What a
I'm
wild
normally
tale.
so full after Cheesecake Factory, the times I've had it. It
Yeah, I've
just.
eaten six baskets of that dark brown bread. I'm not feeling sexy. I'm feeling bloated and like I need a nap. So maybe this was pre-bread. 'Cause no one's doing that after the bread, let's be honest. Unless she
Don't
doesn't eat the
know.
bread. Maybe she's a hot model who like doesn't eat bread, which I'm
It's
sorry to
like,
her.
what's worse, to do that in a parking lot and then go eat at the Cheesecake Factory, or to eat and then get spicy in the parking lot?
I think it's better to do it before you eat. But
I
it
guess.
probably, I mean, unless it, I guess it might have been daylight savings, but like pre-eating, it's light outside. Like it's not that late,
I don't know.
presumably.
Cheesecake Factory is open kind of late, Alyssa.
I guess maybe other people don't eat dinner at 5:30 like I do. Usually when I get to the Cheesecake Factory, it's still daytime, so the parking lot is not dark.
Yes, I was quite intrigued when I saw this come across my social.
Baker, what a dirty dog. I had no
Yes.
idea. He seems like such a
Yeah.
square.
I know, right? It's always the ones that you don't suspect are the freakiest ones.
What a little cheesecake freak. But also, he's like an NFL quarterback, so I'm sure he has like no shortage of women ready to give him a BJ in the parking lot should he want that.
Alyssa
I mean, I don't know about Baker. If Joe Burrow wanted to take me to a Cheesecake Factory, I can tell you right now we're not making it into that restaurant. Like, we're not making it. I didn't get to eat the bread that night, but Baker, maybe me and Baker did enter and I got some bread.
My God, I'm dead, and now I want some of that brown
I
bread.
know, me too. It's so good. I love to like. The Cheesecake Factory fucks. It doesn't get enough respect because the menu is too long, but it is
We'll go there
good.
next. There's one right near my place. At the
The one at the mall, or there's another one?
mall, yes.
All right, I'm down.
Not
I'm super down.
probably walking and just giggling.
Here we are.
Okay. And then also, so CJ Stroud, we know, hasn't had a good football season this past year.
Oh my God.
Oh no. My brother is getting Chipotle right now, and he just texted me, said they ran out of guacamole.
Oh, what the hell?
They're making some right now.
Oh, good, 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 good. I'm so glad. That was almost a crisis.
I truly, one time we went to Chipotle and they had a sign on the door that said, "Out of guacamole, I made us drive to a different Chipotle."
Oh, for sure. I've absolutely done that before. Like, that's the whole point. That's the
You
whole
get
point.
me. You get me.
Been there.
Okay, back to CJ Stroud. So basically, from his breakout season last, I guess when I say last season, the 2023 season, some were disappointed, including myself, about his performance this past season. Apparently, some fans are speculating, since he was spotted with Amber Rose prior to the
Oh.
season starting, and saying that that could be the reason.
I haven't heard Amber Rose's name in years.
Now you hear it. Now you
Where
hear it,
did CJ
Alyssa.
Stroud find her from?
I am sure there's a lot of mixing and mingling amongst these celebrities.
Yeah, she's old though.
Aren't we all, Alyssa?
I mean, she's in her 40s and he's what, 21? 20, maybe it's like 23, 24. Okay, Cougar. So people think that's why he had a bad season because he's fucking around with Amber
Suspicions.
Rose.
Suspicions.
No, I'm on her Wikipedia right now. Wiz
It's
Khalifa,
like,
that's who she was with for forever. I remember
yes.
her.
It's like you hang out with Amber Rose or Sabrina Carpenter. Where's your team on her clothing?
Oh, she's on OnlyFans now. Oh my God, she earns $1 million per month on OnlyFans and remains one of the highest paid creators on the platform.
There's like
Wow.
many times in life when I'm like, life could be so easy, but at what price?
I mean, if someone told me I could make even half that, if someone told me I could make $500,000 a month, quarter of that, like, yeah, I'm doing that.
You sure?
That's so much money. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah, good for her.
The internet is crazy.
She supported Donald Trump in 2024. All right, I need to get off Amber Rose.
The last quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, our favorite prince, became a
Yeah.
father today on January 7th.
Oh.
Him and his wife Marissa welcomed a baby daughter, Shay, like the butter, but spelled SHAE.
Oh, I don't like that.
All right, well, congratulations to the Lawrences.
Shay should just be Shay. Why would they name their daughter Shay like the butter? It's terrible.
I wish I could answer that for you, but I can't.
I will say it's the name of a character in Game of Thrones, so maybe that's what they were going for.
Maybe, Alyssa,
Maybe
maybe.
they weren't thinking of the butter. It's all we can hope.
But in other news, have you seen JJ McCarthy, the quarterback that the Vikings drafted in the last NFL draft?
I'm looking at him right now.
His hair flow. Dare I say he might unseat Trevor Lawrence for having the most fabulous hair?
He does have a nice curl up top.
The volume.
He must be doing something. That's not natural.
That's what we say about Trevor Lawrence,
He's
but
probably getting
I.
in there with the Dyson Airwrap, fluffing it up.
He always has a
I've seen
perm.
men do that, and it like works out really well when they have longer hair. It like coifs it up really nicely. So maybe that's what he's doing.
I think we will have to see once he actually plays next year. He was unfortunately injured in the preseason.
That sucks.
So that's why we've been seeing Sam Darnold, but yeah, I saw his hair recently and I was like, wow, that has some va-va-voom.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yes.
Okay, go off, JJ.
So keep an eye out.
I will. Maybe two. Maybe two eyes.
Okay. Then I want to talk about obviously the huge scandal that has been going around that was the Fox Sports News scandal because there were multiple people named by a hairdresser, not a hairdresser, a makeup artist, Nushin Farahi. Used to be a makeup artist at Fox Sports, and she worked with various people that were doing the shows there. So she basically created the lawsuit suing Fox Sports, Skip Bayless, and an executive, Charlie Dixon, of sexual harassment and how they were coming on to her and just making really creepy remarks and stuff like that. So it's obviously pretty dramatic because these are people that, have shows. And in addition, Joy Taylor is also part of Fox Sports and has her own show. And she was also named, basically named saying that she said racially insensitive comments to Nooshin. And also, it was told in the lawsuit, which I don't know why it had to say this in the lawsuit, but basically accusing Joy Taylor of sleeping with multiple executives in order to advance her career. So this has obviously been pretty dramatic and everyone has been talking about it. But Joy Taylor had her show today where it was just business as usual, so nothing was mentioned.
I mean, what can she say? Like, I would probably not mention it either.
Well, no, but I think it's one of those things where sometimes when there's serious allegations like this against people, then they'll remove the people from the air temporarily. But
But
instead, they're just carrying on.
has anyone said anything except for this one hairstylist? Like, has anyone corroborated what she's saying of like, oh yeah, that is true? Or like, it's just her word against everyone else's?
makeup artist, but
Oh, sure. Her.
but I don't think
think she's
anyone
a
else has that
hairstylist.
anything.
I think she
I
is a
said hairstylist
hairstylist.
and I corrected myself to makeup artist. It was
This
me.
New York Times article
Oh.
says she's a hairstylist.
Okay, ignore Nicole. Live fact check. Maybe
Don't know.
she
She's
was hair
giving.
and makeup. I don't
She does it all.
know. But yes, it's just an accusation for the time being. So maybe as there isn't more evidence, then they're just kind of carrying on as business as usual. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it is very interesting. As far as Joy Taylor goes, I did see several articles saying that she had like slept her way to her career. And like my immediate, maybe this is e like my own issue, but like my immediate thought was like, oh, good for her. You know? Like, because there's a, I, like when people say like, oh, that woman slept her way to the top, it's like if women could sleep their way to the top, there'd be a lot more women at the top. Like, duh. Like if that was how we got ahead, then like more women would be at the top. But like it's not that easy for women to get ahead, but like she figured it out. So like go off, sister. Good for you.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, it's also like one of those things where, I mean, at least I feel like trying to be like very PC, but I think it's just hard to say, like, kind of from all of it, because I know that, in like certain industries, there's like the pressure to like do things and like in order to like get ahead, and then sometimes those things are more coerced, and then things like don't end up
Sure.
coming to fruition.
No, I'm definitely not endorsing men forcing women to have sex with them to get ahead. I'm saying that if a woman wants to do that, that is within her prerogative to go forth. Do I think she should be forced? Fuck no. But like, if that was her choice and she's like, "Hey, I can have sex with this guy and I will get a promotion," then like, okay, sister, do use the levers that are available to you, you know? Whatever works.
Hot take by Alyssa, right here. This
Sisterhood, do what you gotta
is a thing
do.
that's going to like pop off.
Yeah, this is why we go viral because of my like weird regressionist anti-feminist takes. But like, I don't think she should be forced. No man should force a woman, but if a woman sees an opportunity and takes it, more power to her.
I would have to agree with that, yes.
All right.
All right,
Hot takes
that
on Hot Zone.
is, Okay, and to end off, still keeping with the women, actually, I do want to talk about playoff predictions. So, the second
So
to
not
last
ending.
segment.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about women coaches in the NFL. So, right now, the NFL has the most women coaching this past season, which is 15 full time. This is up 25% since the 2021 season. So these coaches are spread across 10 teams. Three are actually on the Baltimore Ravens. And the first woman hired was 9 years ago. So it's great to see the
Wow.
progress.
That's
For
so
me, I'm not
recent.
really sure the qualifications for being on the coaching staff of an NFL team. So to me, it's
Knowing.
progress.
Yeah, 9 years is really recent. I mean, tech most coaches do seem to have played the sport. And so, obviously, for a woman to be a coach, that's more difficult because they have never played.
But I think that there are like women's football leagues in some capacity, obviously not professional,
I
but
think so, especially now flag football is becoming a thing. There's definitely women's flag football. But
yes.
that's great. I love
Imagine
that.
women tackling. I feel like there's too much that can get broken.
There was that like weird, I don't know what they called it, but the one where they like wore lingerie.
No, dude, the Lingerie Football League. Yes.
That's not just what they, wow, that wasn't a creative name at all. They didn't come up with anything. Yeah, like they know how to play. They could go be coaches. But I don't think you have to have
know.
played a sport in order to know how to coach it.
I mean, I don't know with the Lingerie Football League, like how much of a sport that is versus like a show,
I don't think they were really truly competing at
but.
football.
But. Overall, I feel like, maybe we will see a woman head coach at one point. But yes, I think it is probably more difficult because it is a male sport. at the end of the day. So, but it's good for them to get, the women's perspective. I'm sure in some areas of the coaching staff, like that could progress more and there would be more.
I love it. Women are smart. They can do anything a
Yes.
man can do.
We
They can
can do it
definitely coach.
all. Okay, and then to end it off that with the end of the regular season, we are now in the hunt for playoffs.
We're not
So,
in the
Alyssa,
we're not in the hunt. We're just in playoffs. The hunt is over. We're in the hunt for the Super Bowl.
hunt is never over.
Okay.
Okay. So, Alyssa, I'm going to read off the different games and then just quick fire, let me know who you think is
Who
going
I'm picking?
to make it past.
All right.
Okay, Chargers, Texans, 5 seconds.
Chargers.
Steelers, Ravens.
Ravens.
Broncos, Bills.
Bills.
Packers, Eagles.
Eagles.
Commanders, Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Vikings, Rams.
I'm going Vikings.
All right, and we will now make a parlay from that.
Yeah. It's gonna hit. It's gonna hit.
We
I think I
haven't given it
might. Honestly, a $5 parlay with that many games would probably hit pretty well. I'm gonna do it.
like $5. Okay, and then I'll take half your earnings.
I don't know about that. Make your own parlay. All right, I'll text Eric right after this. Be like, here are my teams. Lock it in. I don't know how to bet, so. Great. If this parlay hits, I'll probably make $10. I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the odds. But all I know, Alyssa, is now we are in the off season. And with that, also not sponsored, but off-season brand launched today. Kristen Juszczyk's brand with the puffer vests, coats, short coats, and long coat puffers. Some things are sold out. Did I wake up early this morning to purchase the vest? I did. I had to get up for work anyways. It was fine. But I snagged myself a Juszczyk vest. And
I'm
before anyone
so
says
glad you
anything,
got a vest.
well, people were giving me shit for like, oh, you're going to rock a fullback's like jersey. Like, first of all, his wife made the collection.
Is
Second
she
of
only
all,
making
yes.
Juszczyk
No.
jerseys?
So for
Oh.
the Niners, there's a few more players. So there's Kittle, Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, and just a general team puffer. And then for the other teams, there's two players each. So for like Lions, it's Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown. For Eagles, it's Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. And what other teams? Oh, Chiefs, it's like Kelce Mahomes.
Yeah.
So it's for a select group of teams right now.
So are you gonna wear this puffer or you're gonna just save it until next year? Because
No, girl,
now games are over.
I will be wearing it every damn day, every weekend.
Even though their season is over, you're gonna wear a 49ers
It's
puffer.
called off season, Alyssa. Like, I don't
Okay.
know how more clear this could be.
Fair enough. That's fair. But
But unlike, I'll be like Kevin O'Connell wearing the purple sweatshirt. But unlike him, I won't have multiple.
this is now your uniform.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm very excited.
I can't wait to see it.
I cannot believe how much money I spent on it, but whatever, all is
Oh my God, how much was it?
I've wasted money on other things.
Honestly, if it's warm, a quality puffer like is
Yes.
worth it.
It was $295.
For a vest?
It's fine.
All right. If
I will
that
be
if
back to talk to the pod once I receive it and quality test it.
this better be the best vest you've ever owned.
I know, I know. I sure hope so. But yeah, I'm about to be rocking this puffer everywhere. You'll just be able to
Right?
identify me because I'll just be wearing a little red puffer.
There's
A
Nicole in her puffer.
blonde girl just rocking her Niners
There's the girl in her vest again. All right, great. Can't wait. Can't wait
See
for
you at
this.
Cheesecake Factory in the red vest.
See you at the Cheesecake Factory in your $300 vest. You're really showing out for the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes. All righty. Well, me and you both have some homework before next time's
I gotta
podcast.
go place
But
my parlay, and I already forgot what I was supposed to other do otherwise. What was I supposed to?
listen
Oh, listen to that
to the
podcast. Okay.
pot licking politicking
Oh,
podcast.
Yes, that one.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks
Thanks
for
for
keeping it hot.